We present Taxi, a week-by-week account of the trials and tribulations of a New York taxi driver.
Hi there, Jack's the name, Jack Edwards. Say, how does you guys on Broads rate with the freight unions? Yeah, these days there is unions for everything. The Boilermakers Union, the Fish Fryers Federation, the Soda Jerks Union, that's 2 squirts per customer. Then, of course, we has the Cab Drivers Union. Only that don't amount to much, on account of we really wish for ourselves. You see, we hires the cab from the company, and all we takes over the cost of the hire we keeps. That means, you might say, we is kind of independent. And if you stop to figure it out, if you was working for yourself, it ain't possible to go on strike, or withdraw labor, as they says in the newspapers. Anyways, how could you pick it yourself? It ain't on. Anyways, unions and such is the subject of my lecture tonight. So get the wax up and get a load of this. Apex had a meet with down on the rank one morning. I was studying for him. No, not the Gigi's. I means the feminine pulchritude passing by. And of course, Kowalski is bending my ear more than somewhat.
Chuck, I don't know how they does it.
Yeah, neither do I.
Just how does they think that we is going to put up with it all?
I think they does it on purpose.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you was right. They thinks we is all dumb.
I don't mind them thinking that. Boy, how about that one?
How much longer does they think that we is going to stand for it? This compromising treatment?
As long as they want us to, Red Baby.
There you are, you see. That is your hang-up. You is content to let the world go by.
When they looks like that, they can go by all the time.
Is you going to let them continue like this?
Sure, why not? Oh, boy. That one can call at the apartment anytime.
She don't know the address. Edwards, you is not paying attention to what I is discussing about.
Sure, I has. You has been yakking about the dames going by, and you wants to know how much longer we is going to let them do it.
Edwards, as usual, I has to use an electric drill to penetrate that thick skull of yours. Edwards, as usual, I has to use an electric drill to penetrate that thick skull of yours. As usual, you is busy with the mundane things in life, dames and horses. Has you no thought for the important thing?
What's more important than dames and Jesus?
The proletariat.
The what?
The workers. What about the workers?
Yeah, what about the workers?
We is constantly under suppression.
Yeah? No kidding.
Yeah, without a doubt. The division between capital and labor is ever widening.
Well, you don't say.
I do say. And furthermore, how much longer is we workers going to stand for it? Why bend the knee to vested interest?
What is you yakking about?
The unfairness of the division in labor. The cab drivers union has to do something about it.
About what?
All them bloated plutocrats.
Say, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Let me see that. Yeah, I should have known. I was a teenage trade unionist. True romance in pictures. Now I heard it all.
Calling Cap 19. Calling Cap 19. Come in, sir.
Oh, hi there, my little honey. What's with you this bright and beautiful day?
Get your bleary eyes off the dames and listen. It's Knucklehead with
you. Yeah, mate. This is your brother, Wiker Kowalski, speaking.
Brother Wiker? What dames?
Ha! He was talking to the shop steward, honey.
Brother, sister, what is the latest ultimatum from the capitalistic oppressors?
I said, don't the sugar.
Nah, it's okay, sugar. Just one of them days.
Like always. So, listen, Brother Kowalski.
It's all ears. Look and don't say it.
I wasn't going to. You has to pick up 2 limeys from England.
From England?
There's waiting for you at the Windsor Hotel.
Yeah, okay, mate, I got it. Go to the Windsor Hotel and pick up 2 limeys. Sister Snedley, there ain't no flies on me.
Yeah, maybe. But we can see the marks where they've been.
Yeah. Yeah, well, here goes Brother Kowalski saving the capitalistic among barons.
Saving the what?
Don't worry, honey. He'll be better by tomorrow. Okay, Apex Head, get out of here.
Hello, young man. Have you come for us?
Aye, have you come for us?
This is the Windsor Hotel. But is one of you still Mr. Limey?
No, my name's Murgatroyd. Marmaduke Murgatroyd, and this is my son, Clyde. Go on, Clyde, tell him.
Aye, my name's Clyde Murgatroyd. Have you come for us?
I don't know. Did you ring for a cab?
Aye, we did. Didn't we, Clyde? Go on, tell him.
Aye, we did.
Well, then, according to my deductions, you is the right folks. Yeah, we'll have it. Where to, Mr. Montgomery?
Take us where we can sup some ale.
Aye, take us where we can sup some ale.
Sup some ale? I never heard of that. Whereabouts is that?
I don't know, lad. I'm asking you. We're strangers here.
Would you mind repeating that?
Oh, tell him, Clyde, tell him.
We are desirous of partaking of liquid refreshment, namely beer.
Oh, you want some beer? Well, why didn't you say so? I'll take you down to Bruno's Bar and Grill. All the guys goes there.
And someone understands what we're on about, Clyde.
Ah, you're right, Dad.
Ah, go. A right good meeting we had last night.
Meeting?
Tell him, Clyde, tell him.
The convention, lad, the convention.
Convention?
Aye, me and me dad. We're delegates from the Yorkshire Chippers Union. We're attending the International Conference of Labour.
Chippers? Oh, yeah, I get it. You is carpenters, woodworkers.
Don't talk so daft, lad. Tell him, Clyde, tell him.
No, lad. We're the fellows that makes the chips that you have with fish.
Gee, strange habits. I always have French fries with mine. I mean, you can't eat wood with fish.
Not wood, you daft ape. Spuds. Potatoes. What's your union, brother?
Union? Oh, yeah. Confoundation of cabbies.
Ah, you're getting your rights. Who's the shop steward? Is he any good?
The shops. Well, they has their own union, see, the Retailers Council for Russians.
Russians? That's the right word, lad. That's what we want. Bigger and better Russians. Sure, the bloated capitalists, they can't have it all their own way. I'm proud to be associated with you, brother.
Gee, thanks.
What's your name, lad?
Wait a minute, don't mention it. Red.
Red? Congratulations, brother. The international colour of labour. We'll keep the red flag flying high.
Aye, workers of the world, unite.
Brother Red, we have a staunch champion in you. If you are ever dissatisfied with your conditions, the answer's simple. Strike. Withdraw your labour. That'll show them.
Gee, brothers, you has given me a lot to think about. Though, it was the Bruno's Bar and Grill.
Right, are you coming in for a Jill?
Jill? I knew a Jill Levine once. I used to carry a book home from school. She always slapped my face after.
What for?
Well, she never liked me.
Well, then, lad, are you coming in for a pint?
What's a pint?
Oh, tell him, Clyde, tell him.
My father wishes to know if you would care to partake of some alcoholic beverage with us.
A drink. Yeah, thanks, brothers.
So, guys and broads, Wild and Genius was getting himself indoctrinated by the two delegates. I was busy around town. And comes 5 o'clock, I finishes my shift, I picks up Whittle, and we decides to take in a couple of beers at Bruno's.
Shame! Place is crowded tonight.
Yeah, you was right. Oh, here you are, sir, over here.
Yeah. And look! There's Tobolsky!
What? Where? Oh, yeah! Hi, Red, where you been?
Hello, brother. Hello, sister. Welcome to the committee meeting.
Committee meeting? What picks are you now?
Brother Chuck, Sister Moit, I want you to meet another brother. This is Marmalade Moiky Past.
Marmaduke Murgatroyd. Hello, love. How are you?
Nice to meet you.
This is his son, Snide Bootloid.
Clyde Murgatroyd. Hello, love. Are you supping?
Oh, no, thanks. No. We're going to eat later.
No, love. Can we offer you something to drink?
That's right, lad. Show him your education. Billy Smiles is our Clyde.
Yeah, thanks. We'll take a couple of beers.
My lord, show us up 2 more pints.
Dear Lord, I never heard Bruno call that before.
Chuck, we workers of the United has to wire.
What?
For too long we has been exploited.
Exploited?
It is time that we showed the ruling classes we is fed up with such treats.
Treatment?
The time has come for us all to kick against the faces.
Crazy.
Come on, Skate. What's this yakking about?
The ever-widening gap between capitalism and Saturday night socialism.
Socialism.
Oh, I think he's gone out of his skull.
Tell him, Clyde, tell him. Clyde, where is the lad?
Oh, look, he's over there talking to that Dave.
Oh, he's a bright one, is our Clyde.
My name's Benita, but all my friends call me Bonnie.
Bonnie? Gee, that's a nice name. Mine's Clyde.
Gee, Bonnie and Clyde. They sort of go together.
Gee, I say.
Say, I think you're kind of cute.
Gee, I say.
I'm going to like you a lot.
Gee, I'm glad of that. I was always a bit backward in coming forward. When I saw you, I plucked up my courage.
Gee, I'm glad you did. We were fated to come together. Bonnie and Clyde. Doesn't that sound beautiful?
It sounds jumping.
Do you believe in love at first sight?
I never did. By gum, I do now.
Oh, you're so romantic.
I see. It's a bit crowded here, isn't it?
Suppose we go someplace else. Herbert's hacienda. Soft lights and sweet music.
Aye, that sounds better.
Come on, honey. Let's go.
I say, if he would have could see me now.
And furthermore, Chuck, I is going to inform the members of the union that the time is ripe for a full-scale confrontation. Confrontation? Hey, that sounds good.
Tell me it sounds lousy.
I is calling a meeting first thing tomorrow. We is going to show him, and you is going to back me up.
Oh, no, I ain't.
You ain't? Why not?
Because this time I is convinced. Kowalski, here's another nice mess you is getting yourself into.
Yeah, well, okay, I'll show him. I'll go out on strike by myself, as of this very moment. And as for that doity blackleg Edwards, him and me is finished.
Guys and bros, I want to tell you, Kowalski can be very trying at times. Imagine that. There he was, trying to get all us cabbies to stop winking. And for what? Okay, so our cabbie's life ain't a bowl of cherries. But he doesn't do all that bad. None of us ain't complained so far. Now the genius was on one of his kicks again. And nobody gets any peace until he comes out of it. And this was all started by a couple of limeys with a crazy accent nobody can understand. Oh, yeah, the young guy, Clyde. Well, it seems like he fell for that bunny then like a ton of bricks. Let me tell you what happened.
Yee, what a lovely place you got here. What a view.
Oh, never mind that corny old view. Come and sit here beside me.
What? With you? On that sofa?
Sofa, he says. Oh, what a quaint turn of phrase you have.
Well, settee, then.
Couch. You call it what you like, darling. Just come over here.
Oh, well. All right, then. How's that?
Groovy.
But I want you to realize this old setup is against my principles.
What do you mean, lover boy?
This place obviously reeks with opulent capitalism, and that's all wrong. And I don't believe in any of it.
Don't you, sweetheart? But how about me? You believe in me, don't you?
Yes, but that's different.
Oh, that's swell. Just swell. Come closer. Come on. Closer. Closer.
Yeah, I say.
Now, kiss me.
You what? I mean, you mean now?
Yes, now.
Well, was that all right for you?
Oh, quite, honey. Where did you learn to kiss like that?
I play trombone in the Mucklethwaite Brass Band.
How long have we known each other?
Just 24 hours.
I feel as though I've known you for years.
You're the one for me.
Then do something about it.
Do something? What do you mean, love?
Do I have to say it for you?
Well, perhaps you'd better.
Clyde, darling, will you marry me?
Bonnie, love, I thought you'd never ask. Of course I will.
Oh, Clyde, darling. Go on his phone, Daddy, right away. You can work for him in the office, and he can find a job for your daddy, too.
Aye, that sounds all right. What does Dad do?
Oh, I don't know. He's in some kind of transport racket. Don't worry, he'll fix you both up. Oh, darling, kiss me again.
Garner, take me to the Windsor Hotel, will you?
Sorry, mister, I can't. It's you, hi there.
Hello, Red Lad. Let's descend, then.
Will you translate that?
Sorry, lad, no time, I'm in a rush. Come on, get going.
No, I can't.
What's up, lad? Cab broke down?
I is on strike against the bloated plutocracy. I has taken your advice. My labor is withdrawn until they decides to agree to a compromisation.
Good for you, lot. Like a chap who sticks out for his principles. I'm 100% behind you. And to prove it, I won't take your cup. I'll take somebody else's. Hey, Cappy! Cappy!
Gee, it's waking. That's 28 fares I refused already.
Calling Cap 21, come in,
Red. Hi there, mate. This is your brother and fellow Wiker talking.
Oh, still on that kick, huh? Listen, get to the airport right away. Because some A-Rab wants to get to the United Nations gas works.
Mumai, I can't go.
What do you mean you can't?
Mike, I is on strike.
On strike? You? Ah, you're sick in the head. On strike, yeah. Okay, I'll get the fan to Chuck. So long, brother.
Yeah, bye, Mike. That campaign is well on the way. We shall win. No. I shall win through in the end. Though April showers may come your way, I've been on strike here all day today. Though it's a hassle to pass the time, I is determined that I will not scat. I won't take one single dime. Uh-oh. That's that blackleg, Edwards.
Hey, Bright Brain, I want to talk to you. Now listen, Kowalski, I gotta talk some sense into that skull of yours. Kowalski, is you listening? Kowalski, what's the matter? Why don't you answer?
I has no intention of conversing with a blackleg.
Me? A blackleg? Have you got me sugar?
You is a blackleg because you has refused to join my strike. And I thought that you was my pal, my buddy. well, never mind. In times of stress, you find out who your true friends is. Gee, after all these years...
Now I know you got rocks in the head. Now listen, you hires the cab from the company, right?
So far you is correct. And I is only listening under duress.
Oh, boy. Now then, after you have paid for the hire of the cab, all the dough you takes is yours, right?
Once again, correct.
So, you is working for yourself, right?
Yeah, put it that way, I suppose so.
So, you employs yourself, right?
In a manner of speaking, yeah.
So tell me, for Pete's sake, how can you come out on strike against yourself?
Well, that's easy. I just sits here and does nothing. What's that?
How can you strike against yourself?
Gee, I never thought of that.
You never do, Jake.
Say, how come I pay myself better wages, huh? Yeah, well, I better have a meeting with myself and sort the whole cabezas out. Red? Yeah, Red, what do you want? Well, you see, Red, it's this business of the strike. Now, wait a minute. Now, Red, let's get this straight.
Red. You got yourself in stuck with the cab company. You ain't taking a nickel all day. All you've done is waste your time.
Yeah, no kidding. My strike didn't work. My sacrifice has been in vain.
Look, Red, you want my advice? First thing tomorrow, you go to the cab company office, you sees the office manager, you says you is sorry, and you gets back to work straight away. Now, that way you won't lose much.
Yeah, only my pride. But you think I should do that, Chuck?
Has I ever let you down?
Yeah, well, there was that time.
Apart from that. Now, look, if you doesn't, you was going to be in real stuck.
Yeah, well, I better do it then.
Attaboy, Red.
And I was trying to strike a blow for the rights of the individual. I was trying to strike at the heart of the problem.
Kowalski, we doesn't use that word again.
You mean strike?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, okay. I was trying to deliver a blow for the freedom...
Martinhead, shut up! Well, that was the best advice I could give the dope. After all, I couldn't see the joint way out on a limb, could I? After all, he is my pal. And you has to do your best to straighten out your pal, don't you? So come tomorrow, I make sure that Knucklehead is there bright and early.
Yeah, but what does I say to him?
You just goes in there, you says you were sorry for the inconvenience, you won't do it again, and you'd like to carry on as before.
Yeah, right. Got it.
Hey, oh, that's you, Red. Go on, in you goes. Mazel tov.
Oh, hi, it's you, Kowalski. All right, come in. No, don't sit down.
Gee, Clyde, hiya, what you doing here?
You'll call me Mr. Murgatroyd in future. I don't like familiarity with the employees. We management have to keep our position. And as to what I'm doing here, if it's any odds to you, I married a boss's daughter. Now then, what do you want with me? Make it sharp, I'm a busy man.
Well, yeah, but Clyde, you said that you was on the side of the workers.
I said that? I must have been drunk. Now, what's your problem?
I apologizes for the inconvenience caused, and I wishes to carry on as before.
Chuck must be out of his mind. Now listen,
I've had a report about you. You're a troublemaker.
Me? I is?
And we don't like troublemakers in this cab company. We only like conscientious workers here. That lets you out for a start.
But the other day we was pals, Clyde and Red.
Aye, that name, Red. You'd do better to change it. Red. Yes, it has a strong connotation of socialism about it. We don't tolerate that here. You'd better go while the going's good.
You means I ain't wanted anymore? I is finished?
As you lot over here might say, over's cadovers.
She. Hey, Chuck. Chuck.
What's the matter? What do you want? Say, Clyde Murgatroyd yet. Hiya, pal.
I happen to be the office manager.
Yeah. And he just fired me.
What? He can't do that. He ain't got the authority. Demand to see the general manager. Demand to see the general manager.
Oh, you'd like to see him, would you? Hang on. Sorry to bother you, sir. Would you just be kind enough to pop into my office? I won't keep you more than a few moments. He's coming through right now. I hope that. What's to do? What's up, Clyde? Tell him, Dad. Go on, tell him.
Oh, no.
Hey. Hey, what's up with him?
Don't worry. He fainted, as usual. Yeah, Geyser Broads. So much for the identification of so-called trade unionists. The moment Clint was offered a job with the cab company, he forgot all about the plight of the workers. And the old man was even worse. And poor old Kowalski was out on his ear. But don't worry. It all finished okay. Marmaduke and Bonnie and Clyde, they all decided to go back and live in that place in Yorkshire, Moykeithwaite or some such crazy name. They didn't like it here after a week, which meant that Knucklehead was reinstated in double-quick time. Yeah, good cabbies is hard to find. So, things is back to normal. If anything we ever does is normal. Okay, that's it, folks. Take it easy, huh? There's only a few of us left. And if I don't see you through the week, I'll see you through the window.
Taxi is written by George Carellin and directed by David Gooden. George Carellin plays Chuck Edwards, Rick Kowalski is played by Adrian Egan, and Myrtle is played by Patricia Saunders.